Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. How you doing out there? We hope that you're having a great day today, and we hope all is going well with you. We're just excited about what's happening around the globe, and we're excited about what's happening in your life as well. Yeah, there it is. A little delay there. It came up. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So, hey, welcome. Welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. We're just here to thank God for another day. Matter of fact, we just give him a separate praise anyway, what God is doing in our lives as well. So we thank God for who he is as well, ladies and gentlemen. So get excited about the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because he is the great encourager and the great I am. So we're always excited about what God is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Hey, we're not going to keep you guys long tonight. I had a busy, productive day today. I had a great day today, but a very, very busy day today as well. But we're just excited about those who are joining us all around the globe, and we appreciate your time tonight. Hey, our topic tonight, we're going to pray, talk about the topic a little bit, and give you some, hopefully some encouraging words today. Hey, tonight's topic is, why do we believe God? And I tell you today, I call it the five whys. And we're going to talk about each and every one of those here in a little bit with scripture back it up. But the topic today is, why do we believe God? The five whys. So we want you to just think about that in Jesus' name. Just think about those things and on why you believe God for your own life as well. So we're so excited about that. So, hey, thank you for those joining us all across the globe. And once again, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. And always want to thank God for the Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Spirit. So we hope you had a great day today. Hope your day was well. And we trust that your family's doing well, but also to let you know that we are praying for you, praying for your family. Y'all continue to pray for your family members and, of course, your surrounding neighborhoods and friends and relatives, of course, and coworkers. But also pray for your pastors and those who bring the Word of God, the fivefold ministry. And we just thank God for those who do preach the Word all across the globe. Hey, let's get started. Hey, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to be here. We pray in your name, Father God, the Son of the living God, Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you for all you're doing right now in our lives. And Father God, we just pray for everybody listening, those who will be listening now and those who will be listening later, that you meet their needs, because you say the prayer of a righteous person, Father, availeth much. So we pray, and you also told us to not to continue to pray, pray without ceasing. So we thank you, Father God, for the prayers that are going out for each and every one of our families, each and every one of our souls and minds and hearts. We thank you for the life that you've given us even right now. We just thank you for today, right now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. But right now, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for all those who need prayer right now. There's a lot going on in our nation, a lot going on in our world. We ask you to help us, Father God, just be with us, guide us, strengthen us, and help those who don't know you, Father God, to come to know you. And those that do know you, to get this, just to continue to strengthen them in the Word of God and in your power. So, Father God, we thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for this time of giving. Thank you for the Word that's coming forth. And may it make a difference in someone's life today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. What a great day. Hey, let's get started real quick. Hey, the topic tonight is, why do we believe God? Of course, I'm including me in that as well. Why do we believe God? And I call this the five whys tonight, the five whys. The first one is because we're called, right, or drawn by God. Now, people think that you found God. I don't really think that's the truth there. I think that God found us, because I don't know if we, as our, in our own body, mind, and flesh. Now, there's some people, of course, that go after God, I believe, but God actually calls us to him. So it's the first why we love God and why we believe God is that we're called and drawn by God, right? God draws us to himself.
And the scripture talks about that in 2 Timothy, 1st chapter 9 through 11. I'll just read the scriptures for each one. So our first one on why do we believe God is that we're called and drawn by God. Isn't that powerful right there? So the scripture says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. There it is right there. Not according to our works, right? We're not even, can't even get close to figuring out how to be called by ourselves, you know, just in ourselves alone. Not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get excited just about that, the fact that God chose you for this time and space to do his will, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Isn't that powerful? And matter of fact, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise just for that part of the word. I didn't even finish the word yet. That's powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful. And as I continue, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I have appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. So our first one on why we believe God is we're called, we're drawn by God. Just read those scriptures there. Here, our second one, why do we believe God is the witness. We're a witness to the calling, right? We have to be a witness to the calling or we wouldn't be called, first of all, but we also have to be a witness to the calling or we wouldn't accept it. What God has put in your heart to believe and to follow him for the rest of your lives. So we got a couple of scriptures here. Acts 1 and 8 says, but ye shall receive power. And we know the Holy Ghost is so awesome and so powerful. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And, of course, most of us listening, if not all listening around the globe and on this network, has had experience with God. So part of that, of believing God, believing who God is your witness, right? Your calling. Nobody, we're talking about that today at the office. And nobody can take the witness or the calling that God has called you to in him. So that's pretty powerful. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. Isn't that powerful? That was Acts 1 and 8. Another scripture is Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I'm not ashamed. Hey, y'all get excited about this one right there now, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all, we cannot be ashamed of the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we believe God. We believe God because we're not ashamed of the gospel. Once he's called you, why do we believe God? Because we are a witness to the calling, right, as well. And another scripture also under the first, that was the second why we believe God, is 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17. All scripture, as we know and believe, right, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And man, does this scripture right here ring today, right? We know that we need doctrine from the word, we need reproof from the word, we need correction from the word, and we need instruction in righteousness from the word, because the world needs righteousness in God, no doubt about that. That was 16. So 17 says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So that's the second one, why we believe God. Ladies and gentlemen, why do we really believe God? If someone was to ask you, why do you believe God? You can say, I'm a witness to the calling of what God has called you to. Isn't that powerful? So that's pretty cool when you think about it. The next one, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the topic of why do we believe God on the Encouraging Global Network. Thank you so much for those joining us all around the world. Your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn, is believe. Believe in the word of God, right? One of the whys is because we believe the word of God. Bottom line, when you've had an experience, and that's the two words I wrote down, you have to have an experience, and then you have to have a relationship as you build through the Son, the relationship with God. You have an experience, and then you have a relationship. But the next one is we believe the Word of God. Once you had that experience and God has called you, we believe the Word of God. And John 6:35 says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life." And we believe that, ladies and gentlemen. We believe that He is the bread of life. "And he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Amen. That's powerful right there. Matter of fact, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that one as well. We could do this all day with Him. Praise God. Thank you. That's good. Amen. The next one is Romans 15:1-7. Share that with you really quickly here. This is Romans 15:1-7. It says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves." Wow. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." And that powerful right there, that's what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're edifying the Father, and we want to edify each and every one of you out there as well. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. "For even Christ pleased not himself," right? "But as is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience," hear that, "through patience and comfort and scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation, grant you to be like-minded one toward another, toward Jesus Christ, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And the last part of Romans 15:1-7 is, "Therefore, receive one another, as Christ also has received us in glory of God." So the second one is why we believe God, ladies and gentlemen, is we believe the Word of God, right? We just read some words there that give you another dimension of God. So we're excited about that. Also, too, our next one, we're talking about the five whys. Why do we believe God? The fourth one is that it's been demonstrated in your life. Now, one thing about witness, right, being a witness, but also the fact that God has demonstrated that He is who he is in your life, that you know and we believe God is who he is because it's been demonstrated in your life. And only you can answer that question, because everybody's, you know, experience with God is a little different, whether through family, through friends, you know, experiences around the world, those who traveled, been in the military, whatever your situation is, you have believed God today because it's been demonstrated and being demonstrated in your life today. So that's pretty powerful, and nobody can take that from you. So if somebody asks you, why do you believe God, you can tell them without even blinking that it's been demonstrated in my life, in my family's life, and friends' life, and co-workers' life. And you can give testimony to who he really is. And that's powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just give the Lord another hand clap of praise, because it's demonstrated in your life. That's powerful. Thank you. I love it. Hey, the last part of the scripture tonight, or what we're going to talk about tonight on why do we believe God, I just want to challenge everybody out there to know that you know that you know. If somebody asks you, why do you believe God, you should be able to tell them very quickly on one of these areas, right? One of these areas. Just your own testimony would be enough in some cases. But the next one out of the five whys, why do we believe God, is wanting to know more how to live for God. I think all of us want to do that, right? Especially as we mature and get older in God, we want to just learn how to live better for God, live for him no matter what, right? So the last one is wanting to know, have a desire to live for God. And some of the scriptures that back that up too is John 4:9-13. And we're going to read some scriptures very quickly because we're not going to keep you too long tonight. And we're just excited about you guys being with us tonight. Hey, John 4:9-13 says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which I am a Samaria, from a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, wow, isn't that powerful? And who is that saith to thee, give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have gave thee living water. The woman saith to him, sir, thou hast said nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than the father of Jacob, which he gave the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. And as we know, anybody who partakes of Jesus Christ and receives Jesus Christ will never, never thirst again. Isn't that powerful? In Psalms 118, as we talk about why do we believe God, the last one of our five whys is a desire and wanting to know and live for God each and every day. Psalms 118, says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Isn't that powerful? So we want to have a desire to know his word, live his word each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, out there on the network. So if someone asks you, why do we believe God? We believe God because we have a desire to live for him. Psalms 42, 1 and 2, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Then shall I come and appear before God. Psalm 63:1-2 says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul seeketh thee, my flesh longeth for thee in dry and thirsty land. Where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. And Psalms 143:1-6 talk about this, wanting to know God more. Oh, and this is powerful here, ladies and gentlemen. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment of thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, and he hath smitten my life down to the ground, and he hath made me to dwell in darkness, and those that have been long dead. Therefore my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember these days of old, I meditate on thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. And this is the one I love here. And I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsts after thee, as a thirsty land, Shelah. That's Psalms 143:1-6. And that's the part, that's the last part of the five whys, the desire, wanting to know God more. So that's what we do when we know we want to be excited about God. We want to do what God has for our life. We want to know God more. So when anybody ever asks you, why do we believe God? We believe God because, one, you're called and drawn by him. Two, we're a witness to his calling, right? Three, we believe God and his word because of the experience that you have with him. Four, it's been demonstrated and is demonstrated even right now, right? It's even demonstrated right now in the things of God right now. So we thank God for that word in that area. It's demonstrating right now as we talk over these airwaves right now. That's number four. I love it. And number five is a desire wanting to know how to live for God. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're all about tonight. We're about encouraging you, keep you focused. And if you ever need to have these scriptures, I'll be glad to send these to you. Just give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Be glad to email them to you as well if you ever need that. But we want to encourage you to listen to the Word, read the Word, be a part of the Word, but also live the Word as well. So why do we believe God? We believe God because of who he is. Isn't that powerful right there? We believe God and know. And you would think that some of the world would even figure that out. But no, they're not going to necessarily figure it out because God has called you into his marvelous light. So, God, we thank you for calling those who have called. Hallelujah. We believe God. Yeah. So we truly believe God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been, we didn't want to keep you too long tonight. This has been the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight, why do we believe God? And there's so many other reasons. It could be a thousand reasons, right, why you believe God. And we love that about His Word. It's just never ending. But everybody has a testimony. Everybody listening most likely loves the Lord. We just want to take you a little deeper, right? Take you deeper into Him. Get to know Him. It's all about relationship. I wrote that down earlier. It's about the experience in Him, with Him. And it's also about the relationship with the Father through the Son, right? So you got to always pursue that. Always know that God loves you. He always wants to be a part of your life and guide you in the right way. But again, it's all about Him. It's all about what He wants in our life. And that's so powerful when I think about it. So let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise, and we'll get ready to roll out of here. And we're just excited about the God. Well, right. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to leave you with this before we let you go. We want you to always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. We're here, Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., and we thank God for our leadership and our overseers, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They are busy tonight. They always support us in this area. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more information about the ministry and the location, give me a call at 404-410-2233. You can call or text me about the ministry of Kingdom Life Worship Center under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So we thank God for Bishop Dr. Crenshaw. Let's give them a hand before we close out too. And the Lord continue to bless their life. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, those listening all around the globe. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the evening. And we want you to have a productive and powerful week. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God loves you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you. Bye-bye.